I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9. We're talking with Jonathan Platt today. He has an exhibit coming up at the Forman Art Gallery, and it's called One-Eyed Rabbit. So welcome, Jonathan.
Thanks.
Now tell us about the exhibit. It's kind of fun because it's geared to children this time.
Yeah, the exhibition is really dedicated to children. Actually, I was asked to take my artistic practice and to address directly to the children. So the exhibition is the story of a one-eyed rabbit.
Okay.
So the rabbit has only one eye, so he cannot jump into his burrow.
Okay.
He's always falling beside because he cannot see the depth. So it's a pretext to talk about perception and how we look at things, how we see. Why do we have two eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of different elements in the exhibition that speaks about perception. There is an amorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
There's an optical illusion. So there's animation. The story of the rabbit actually is shown in a small animation, video animation.
Okay, that's very interesting. So there's more than just one display. There's different faucets to the exhibit. Now it's the first installment of a 3-year program.
The exhibition is... Mm-hmm. Going around different gallery, different
okay.
venues,
mm-hmm.
museum. I think it's the 10th time that it's shown.
Okay.
And in Ontario, Hamilton Art Gallery, and Musée de Rimouski.
Okay.
It did a lot of exhibition, and every time children really enjoyed the story and the exhibition. It's very playful, very fun for the children,
okay.
and it's at the same time they can get something about art, artistry,
mm-hmm.
and just how we look at things with our brain, perception and feeling.
Okay, that sounds fascinating. Now, how did you come up with the exhibit? How did you come up with the idea?
I was actually asked by Vox, the artist-run center,
okay.
to make this exhibition for children.
Mm-hmm.
They choose me based on my practice that is very playful with optical illusion. And I started with the story. I thought the story of the rabbit would be a good key for the children to get into something... Wider to get them involved, so
mm-hmm.
they really identify with the rabbit and everything that is going on with that rabbit.
Okay, does it bring out the child in you a bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's always there.
Do you have children yourself?
No.
Okay.
But I know a lot of children.
Okay, and there's also a book, too. I guess it's only in French, but there's also a children's book based on the exhibition.
Yeah, it's basically the story of the one-eyed rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is autonomous.
Okay.
The story is also in the animation, the film that is going on at the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
The short film that the children can watch. But yes, there's also a book that is available.
Okay, is it available at the Vernissage too?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, the Vernissage is when, Jonathan?
The Vernissage is Saturday at 11.
Okay, this Saturday at 11. We're CJMQ and we're talking with Jonathan Platt today, and he has an exhibition coming up at the Forman Art Gallery. The Vernissage is Saturday, April 16th, and the exhibit goes on until when?
It's on until July 6th.
July 6th, so lots of time to see it. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jonathan?
Yes, come and see it with your children. But I'd like to say that the exhibition is very interesting for adults too, because that was my goal that the exhibition would be for children and adults.
Okay.
So I think it's working.
Okay. You became a little bit famous in Montreal in 2008. Was that correct?
Yeah.
What put your name on the board?
In 2008, it was the triennial, the Musée d'Art Contemporain Montreal, the Contemporary Museum. I first had a show in the triennial.
Okay.
And then I did some exhibition in Hugues Charbonneau Gallery.
Okay.
I'm represented by Hugues Charbonneau Gallery and in different artist run center in Montreal and Quebec. I will have a show in Oeil de Poisson coming.
I should also mention that there's also a mask making workshop too going on this Saturday at the Vernissage. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about the mask making workshop.
Actually, I'm not. I will be involved in the mask doing workshop, but as a
okay,
just to do it, because I'm not the one who's in charge of it.
Okay, but there will be one. The community art lab will be open during the Vernissage for the mask making workshop. So it sounds like a lot of fun.
And I want to attend to it.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun for children and adults too. So that's at the Forman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University this Saturday, April 16th, and I believe it starts at 11 o'clock. Come and meet Jonathan Platt, the artist. So thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Okay.
Bye.